Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike Clemens, NFL Sirius Radio, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline as minicamp is underway. Michael, well, first and foremost, did Mr. Jones report today?
Hello?
Michael, hey, how you doing?
Good. I'm sorry I just had to move down here to the practice field. I'm great. It's a beautiful day up here at the Hinkle Field, and it's a closed practice session, but everybody's here. And the big question about Josh Jones, and yeah, he's out here wearing a new jersey, number 24. He's about 20 yards away from me on the sideline. He's got a jersey on, he's got his gold pants, and no helmet, which means he's not going to participate, but he's out here watching. They probably don't want him to touch the field right now.
So the next question is, everybody else is there, everybody else is happy, are things looking good, jubilation, what's going on?
Well, man, Mike Daniels, you know, he's the same status where he'll be out here for warm-ups. He's attended these OTAs and practices, but he's not participating yet as he's still coming off of his foot injury from last year. Brian, you know, we've been talking about the right side of the offensive line, who's going to start there. And right. I have a feeling right now, you know, the lead is going to be Billy Turner, the offensive lineman they brought in free agency from Denver. He's their number one at right guard right now, and Bulaga's taking those first-team snaps at right tackle. Now, whether or not he'll later in this practice, we just turned to the fourth period, whether he goes with 11-on-11, he's kind of stayed out when they go 100% for speed, and they bring in other guys for those kinds of snaps. But I think that's, you know, the way that they're leaning right now at that position. There's a couple of undrafted guys that are not participating today, but otherwise, they're into their drills. And I think we want to see here, Bill, is that have they actually made progress now? Can you see a little bit of chemistry? Can you see some guys in sync with these new formations? You know, Aaron Rodgers can line up with Devontae, and he can line up with Geronimo Allison. But can MVS, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, can he do some sharp things in practice to show that the playbook is starting to absorb and they can get some timing in before they break for training camp?
That was going to be my next question, is how much – have they absorbed? Because this is your last shot before you actually get into training camp, and then you're supposed to know it, because now it's just talking about honing your skill.
Yeah, and, you know, my sense is, and I'm talking to the coaches, like, they hope they can get a lot of the things installed in this book, but that they're working so much still on fundamentals, technique the way Matt LaFleur wants it done, and he's out here in the golf cart with the leg fully extended in the cast from the Achilles surgery from about 10 days ago. They're working on these fundamentals and techniques and formations and outside zone blocking schemes and, you know, route running. So they're working a lot of those fundamentals the way they wanted to do before they get really deep in the playbook. So I don't think they're going to get all the playbook in like you would have in years past. They're just trying to work on those kinds of things and still evaluating. You know, plenty of players being evaluated as who's making progress through this camp.
How has it been for Matt LaFleur being able to do this from a golf cart?
Well, you see players, you know, Bulaga just walked over and talked to him in between periods, you know, say, hi, how's it going, that kind of thing. He might have had a question about his own status about, you know, the rest of practice or what's going on. In between periods there, when players are warming up, Mike Pettine will walk over to him and they'll have a long chat. So, you know, instead of him going to where he wants to go, he has to watch this stuff a little bit from afar, from the sideline or from the back of the group. And I know that's got to be eating him up, because as we talked about earlier this spring, this guy was all over the field. He's throwing footballs. He was participating in drills. He was dipping his head in the huddle. He'd run over to the defensive side, watch the play come to him. And instead, he's got to be more of a field general. He's got to catch things, and he's got to shout at a position coach to say, hey, catch this for me on the next rep.
Hey, before I let you go, Mike Pettine, we know that when Mike McCarthy came in, he hired Dom Capers and said, Dom, you take the defense. I don't want to have to deal with it. How much is LaFleur actually involved with the defense?
Oh, I think he's so focused on the backfield, Bill, and then he's worried a little bit about the perimeter and all that. I don't think he's looking at the defense at all. I really don't. I mean, Mike Pettine's reported to him. You know, another thing that's come clear to me is this. you know, you're talking about a pass rush and getting the pressure on, and you had Clay Matthews and Nick Perry here and all that. And I there was probably a split there between Winston Moss, a longtime McCarthy guy, and Mike Pettine. And now with Mike Smith, a former player, a guy that was been really close with Mike Pettine for several years, he's now brought in one of his closest guys in his NFL career as the outside linebackers coach with Preston Smith and Za'Darius and these other guys that they brought in. So that's got to make things, those operations smoother on the defensive side, as Mike Pettine now has got a trusted guy who gets his defense to tenure, and that could really pay off some dividends going into this season.
Great stuff, Michael. We appreciate it, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Unit.
There you go. Mike Clemens, brought to you by our friends over at Chili's. You get the entree drink, just $10. Oh, you got a starter in there as well with the 5 crowd-pleasing entrees to choose from. It's never been easier to make the whole table happy. Together, we Chili's, and they bring you Mike Clemens reports from Green Bay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.